You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, on Monday, 18th of March, Faikaha, the Ministry for Disabled People, announced it was making changes to its purchasing rules and equipment and modification services. These changes mean that people can no longer use disability funding for expenses that provide respite, self-care services for carers and whānau, gifts for volunteers providing support, and overseas and domestic travel costs. These changes came into effect the same day. I speak to Labour MP and spokesperson for disability issues, Priyanka Radhakrishnan, about these changes and the implications they will have for disabled communities and whānau. So the Ministry for Disabled People says it is running out of money, and as a result it announced changes for disability funding last week. Could you please firstly explain what these changes are?
Yeah, sure. So they made the announcement on Monday, the 18th of March, and announced that the changes that they're making to purchasing rules and also access to equipment and modification services these are quite significant changes. It removes flexibility of how the funding can be used by disabled people and carers, particularly. It was announced and it came into effect on the same day, on the 18th of March. So there was absolutely no consultation with the sector for changes that will have, you know, the impact, as people have described it to me, will be devastating.
And as you say, these changes came into effect on the same day and they were announced with a lack of notice and without consultation with the disabled community. What do you think this says about this government's approach to disability needs and services?
I mean, there's a well-known phrase that many within the disability sector use, nothing about us without us. This flies in the face of that. But also, disability communities have been advocating for decades for more flexibility of funding. So, you know, people are in very unique situations when you have a disability. No two families often are the same. And so the needs differ. And that's why flexibility is important. Now the changes that have been made will mean things like, you know, I was approached by a mother who cares for a severely disabled child and said that currently she lives in a rural area. There are no full-time professional carers there. So she gets her father to fly in and look after her disabled child so that she can catch up on some sleep. That's what carers are using this funding for primarily. Now she will no longer get the funding to pay for the travel for her father to fly in. So basically, carers need respite or the ability to take a break in order to be able to function and therefore care well and have the capability to care for the disabled person. What this change does is to remove respite funding for carers. So in the example that I gave you, that mother can no longer pay for travel for her father to come and look after her child. So what the changes to the way in which respite funding can be used means that for many people, they actually won't be able to access that respite funding at all, which means they won't get a break from what is a 24/7 job. There are also questions around the changes to the equipment and modification service. I'm hearing, for example, that insulin pumps and diabetes monitors will no longer be funded through this particular disability support funding. And for one person who contacted me, the insulin pump is literally the only thing that allows her child to sleep through the night and therefore allows her to get a little bit of sleep as well. I understand it costs about $100 a fortnight, so many people can't afford it, and that funding has also been cut.
And as you've said, this decision has engendered a lot of concern and anger, particularly around the lack of consultation and notice. What is it that you and the Labour Party hope will be done to address these public concerns?
Yeah, look, there are three issues here. The first being the cuts themselves and the impact that this will have on people's lives. It is significant. It's been described to me as devastating. The second is that it was announced and implemented, as I've said, on the same day with no consultation with the sector. The third is that the minister knew about this from mid-December last year. And from questions in the House, she's done absolutely nothing in the intervening period to ask for more money for Faikaha so that these changes didn't have to be made in the first place. So there are three issues here. In terms of what we're asking for, I have said that I will continue to fight alongside the disability communities. Basically, what they want is for funding to, or the flexibility of funding, to be reinstated. So put back, you know, top up Faikaha's funding, reinstate the flexibility in full, and then undertake consultation with the sector to look at sustainability long term. That's what I'm calling for.
That was Labor MP Priyanka Radhakrishnan about the Faikaha funding changes for disabled people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.